You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Russell Peters, and you're listening to my podcast, Culturally Canceled. I wanted this show to be about real talk, and my guests this week do not disappoint. First of all, we have Lunell, the original bad girl of comedy. You've seen her in Borat, Dolomite Is My Name, and Coming to America. That's Coming to America, the sequel. So subscribe to her YouTube channel, Hey Lunell. That's Hey L-U-E-N-E-L-L. It's hilarious, her YouTube channel. And let me tell you something about this chick. She says the most real things to me on this episode. She said that I wasn't handsome, that I was kind of average. And you know what? She ain't wrong. And we also have Kim Whitley, Hollywood's go-to girl for comedic acting and one of Oprah's favorites. Listen, if Oprah co-signs you, I mean, you're either really good or really paid off. And we know that Kim is not paid off. She's just damn good. You've seen her in Two Broke Girls, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and Black Dynamite, which is one of my all-time favorite movies of all time. Which all time, is I like to say as many times as I can because it really is a phenomenal movie. You're about to see her in The Outlaw Johnny Black with me. We don't have scenes together, but we're in the same movie. And that's Michael Jai White's new film that'll be coming out soon, which is not the sequel to Black Dynamite, but it's a black spaghetti western similar to Black Dynamite. It's fucking hilarious. We make calls. We called some friends that we talked about. We drank some drinks, and nobody holds back, especially Kim and Lunell. So grab your own drink and figuratively join me in my backyard so that you can laugh with us. And I want you to really pay attention and enjoy the show. You're going to have a good time. Hey, welcome to Culturally Canceled. This is my podcast. This is Russell Peters, in case you're wondering who is this podcast. And with me today, I have two queens. Queens! When I say queens, I don't mean like lightly. I don't mean like, oh, I'm just saying this to be facetious or kiss their ass. But I have two queens from the comedy world. Two comics that I've admired for many years. Some I've known for 21 years, but didn't know she knew me for 21 years. One I've been a fan of for such a long time as well. And today with me is the illustrious Kim Whitley.
Hey! Happy to be here.
And my favorite bottom bitch, Lunell.
Okay. Motherfucking right.
That is so dumb.
Thank you. I'm glad you introduced me properly. I'm a professional bottom bitch.
She is the best bottom bitch you can get.
I am. Around. I got the receipts. I got testimonies.
And we got tested, too.
Yeah, we did.
So if we decide to do a
and
scene.
And we're outside.
Yeah, so we're doing it all right.
We're doing it all right. We're outside. We're having drinks.
Yes.
I'm smoking a cigar.
Yes, I'm not smoking a cigar.
I met Kim. I don't know if you remember this. I think I've told you a couple of times, but the first time I met you was at Laugh-A-Palooza in 2000.
Ooh, I loved Laugh-A-Palooza. Dang. God
in,
damn.
In Atlanta.
I'm scared to hear what that story is. You've told me before.
I had a buddy of mine, Artie the One-Man Party. We used to call him that. He was a light-skinned guy. An ex-girlfriend of mine used to say he looked unfinished.
Unfinished.
He said he looks incomplete.
I love that.
but girls seemed to like him because he was like a pretty light-skinned guy. And I don't know why
Kim would say, "Oh, I hate to hear this story," because Kim literally has never had a scandal in her life.
Yeah,
she never fell down drunk in the club. She never been incarcerated. She never been a battered woman. You know, she ain't got no shit like that in her track record.
And even this didn't go very far. So, This story doesn't get much juicier. She gave Artie her number. They talked a little bit, and then I saw her when she came to Toronto to shoot something in like the early 2000s.
That was the perfect man.
That's what it was. I saw you then, and I reminded you, and you were nice enough to pretend you remembered me.
But then we were on a show together. Remember that?
Oh my God!
And I felt so. But now I know how to rescue somebody. Mm-hmm. Then I didn't know how to rescue because you needed to be rescued. We were on Bethany together, and all he said was chick, right?
Yeah, they said something.
Bethany
about
Franco?
Yes. And I was trying to be funny with them, and you know, I was all up against them, you know, like, yeah, you. And then all of a sudden I was like, uh-oh.
They asked me a question about dating, and I was like single at the time, so I was like, you know, most of the chicks I date, and that's all I said. I was like, most of the chicks I date, when, you know, and then they were like, and then somebody, that's the reason because you call women chicks. And then I was like, oh, shit.
Who said that, Bethany?
No, somebody in the audience. And then I was like, oh, okay, no, hold on. And then I thought the producers came out. And I thought they were coming to say, oh, don't worry about it. They came out and they were like, do you know how much of a douchebag you sound like?
Why?
And
I'm
like,
because of the word chick?
Yeah, it was weird.
You didn't say chicken head. You said chick.
No, it was the weird. That's why I can remember. But I don't remember.
It was
a lot,
you, me, and Aubrey O'Day.
Aubrey O'Day.
It was the weirdest.
That's a
they just attacked me
they
like crazy.
No, they attacked you, and I think it was that burgundy velvet jacket.
It was the, I wore, I did wear a wine.
Like a pimp?
I wore a wine colored velvet blazer with a white dress. I looked fly, but
you did look fly.
I looked too
like
fly for the show.
Black Dynamite.
Yeah, and they were just like, they hated on me.
They did, and they just did not. I was like,
that's too bad, Russell.
Yeah, you got
it. It was strange, and I didn't know how to. Now I know, but I didn't know how to rescue him. I was like, I don't know how to help you.
You did help me because you leaned in. You go, I got you, baby. Don't worry, I got you.
You were helping me. Yeah, not as much as I could have. You bitches, shut the fuck up.
That was good.
That's good, right?
Say it again. Yeah. Now with conviction this time, like these bitches. Go ahead, say it again.
You bitches better shut the fuck up.
Well, it's
Bethany would have had
it. It's the uck for me.
Yeah. You ucked the shit out of that. That was an Ohio uck.
It was for me. Good, Kim.
You got to go into the mic, Kimmy.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, because
I don't like things big and black this close to my face.
You a lie.
Well, how about medium and brown?
Love that. That doesn't speak. Danger, danger.
Impregnation pending.
Impregnation
pending.
Okay. Welcome to the Impregnation.
Uh-huh.
You've heard of Raider Nation. This is Impregnation.
I was glad to know you. And then it stuck with me for so long. I kept saying, I want to be his friend. I want to know him. It was that weird, not like stalker, like I got to get with him. But I just felt that.
I got that.
I wanted
that
to.
That stalker, I got to get with him. You see this fucking backyard?
Oh, his backyard.
I ain't even been upstairs. I'm like, we can fuck or do whatever you want to do. As long as I can lay around in this backyard.
Fuck a yard. I saw the people in the audience. I'm like, damn, he got a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
They did this.
You guys don't remember.
I already asked about that.
You guys have that audience. You just haven't bothered to go get them yet.
That's not true.
You do. Listen, I know if you
well,
did.
Well, you know what? You might have a point. I've never attempted to do an arena myself.
You should start on a theater tour because you would sell it out.
I know I can sell out theaters.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, in your big stronghold cities, you do the arena.
Arenas. You're selling out arenas.
Yeah, you sell out arenas like the Mets and shit.
Yeah. You understand me, right?
Like
it's been a couple of years now since the last arena, so we don't know.
Oh, because of COVID.
Well, you better get your visibility up on social media.
I know my social game sucks.
That's where everybody fucking lives, you know. Yeah. These days.
My social media sucks.
Well, you better suck it back and get your shit together.
We gotta get it. Come on now. We
come on, Russell. You're the man.
What are you at? A couple of million?
Me?
Yeah.
No. A couple hundred thousand.
No, you got to be more than that.
No, I'm not Let's a check. Male. Come on.
After the
790, you're still more than me.
Oh, well, okay. I got tits and ass twice a month.
I know. I do look at those.
Oh, when you do the pictures?
Yeah, so that's what gets me.
Kim's got 1.1 million.
Well.
On one of my social medias.
Oh shit.
Ouch. Talking shit over here.
Ouch.
Yeah, but you know how
you're like the Byron Allen of this shit. You're multimedia.
God damn. No, you know
how I made Kim my the drink that got me into drinking.
I get a lighter. Can I see that blow torch?
This drink. I wanna finish my water and I wanna pour the rest in it and take it with me.
How do you work this?
That is so good. I like to drink it tonight in my bed while I think about you.
Oh yeah. Lord. Everybody
we can FaceTime.
Get my man.
Did you say we can FaceTime? Oh my God. When is our movie coming out?
So Linnell, Kim and I are in a movie together called The Outlaw Johnny Black.
Okay. where's it gonna be seen at?
I don't know yet.
We don't know.
What kind of movie is it?
It's kind of like...
You remember Black Dynamite?
Of course.
So it's the...
Spaghetti Western sequel version of Black Dynamite. But there is actually a sequel to Black Dynamite that's being worked on.
She gets the funnest roles.
And you're going to be in it. I know he's bringing back everybody from the first one. I know I'm in it. And I would love to have Lunel in it.
Yeah, Lunel's blowing up. I'm available.
It only took me 40 years.
I mean, that's how it works.
Really? Yeah. You weren't acting 40 years ago, so stop.
What?
Really? What were you doing?
25 years ago.
Thank you.
Well, 40 years ago, I was, let me see.
You was 12.
Selling 21. Rocks.
I was
selling rocks!
Smoking dope and fucking around and being a thought and shit like right. that.
Yeah, that's called living life.
Yeah, that wasn't acting.
So yeah.
Living right. the good life.
There was acting involved, trust me.
Wait, 25, you know what's funny is we say 25 years ago. That was only 1996.
Damn.
When
25
I did,
years ago.
In 96 is when I got, no, in 95 is when I got my SAG card.
When did you start doing stand-up?
So you're right.
I started doing stand-up about 30 years ago.
Right.
At Miss Wiz in Long Beach. Are you here?
No, I'm
do you
not
know
yet.
About you don't know about Miss Wiz?
No.
You have to be
later.
OG. Because I did Long Beach, then I went back to Oakland, then I came back to LA. Because, you know, sometimes it takes you three times to move to LA to make it stick. Third time.
It's kind of like just the tipping it.
You come to LA, you fail, you go back. You come back to LA, you go back. The tip.
Yeah, you kind of put it in the okay, and not ready.
I don't play. I don't play them kind of reindeer games.
If you saw all the jokes I got in my phone that I have stolen from Russell.
Uh-huh.
Oh, remember I gave you some good ones that night.
Oh, I've used them. Don't think I haven't.
Did they kill?
Yeah, the one about him in school estimate. Remember. They told me math. Now you estimate. You got to estimate. You know the math. And Russell told me, say, why don't you estimate these grades? And I added something to it. Boom, 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 boom. Thank you.
I'm good for punch up if you need it.
I need just some whole.
I'll
set.
Let you know.
Okay. Yeah.
I like I really punching
will.
Up people's
I
sets.
Really will.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm writing something now.
Oh, a set?
I'm writing a Netflix special, even though I have no offer from Netflix.
You'll get
good
one.
For you.
That's an easy
so
one for
you.
So you
put it out there in the universe. And yeah. do
that's literally sitting there waiting for you.
Yeah,
it is because you know I look at the women. That have done Netflix. It's not that many. Not black women.
Yeah, which is, you know, well, Netflix ain't the only game in town. So I'm not going to suck Netflix dick. Please give me a special. HBO is still viable.
Why did you even say that?
Showtime is still viable.
Who's done that?
Well, I have.
You know, I honestly think if you have a solid YouTube channel, right?
Yeah.
What do you, how many?
44,000.
Right.
I just started in.
Okay, so. We're gonna pump that up on this too.
Thank you.
And I feel like the next move is you produce your own special.
Yeah.
You do everything yourself, and you put it on your YouTube channel, and you get the advertisers to pay you, and
well,
you own it, and then if somebody else wants to buy it from you, again you can resell it,
so you
can make your money twice.
That's the plan, and I actually really want to do. It at the Fox Theater in Oakland, California.
You
know, those Foxes have a certain, it's like an Apollo type feel. The Fox
Theater.
Yeah,
they do. One in Atlanta.
What's
yeah,
the one
them.
We did in Oakland, Eddie?
The you theater. Did the Paramount.
The Paramount. Is that the, right. the old
and
school
I,
one?
And the Paramount is old school as well. Very operatic looking. But the thing about the Paramount is the people who are connected with the Paramount have not always been the kindest to me.
Okay.
So I'd like to come back to Oakland and be in the rival theater, the Fox, and fuck that up.
Fair. Right, I get that. Mm-hmm. You're like, comics, we're very spiteful people. We are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much
I'll
we...
I'll never forget what the fuck you said exactly. in 85, you bitch.
That's right. exactly what
well,
it
we
is.
We are. We are spiteful.
Yeah, we are Absolutely. Very spiteful.
Because you know why? Because when we're spiteful because we were struggling. And when we make it, we remember what happened to us because in our, we knew we were going to make it.
Yeah.
But it, the hurt, like when people treat
it's
you like
it's like you're getting
trash,
stabbed. It's yes. like somebody yes. stabs you. I had a comic, I'll tell you later mm-hmm. who it is, but even I don't have no problem dropping names. But
you could say the name, we'll edit it out, or beep it if you want.
That bitch ass.
Well, yeah. hold on. You're not the first person to have a problem with that guy.
Okay.
Really? I didn't know.
Not me,
no,
but somebody
years
else.
Years and years and years ago, uh-huh. me and Sherry out at Roscoe's after doing some comedy some fucking way. Uh-huh. This, yeah, I was green in the game. And said to me, I've already made more money than you'll ever make in your wow. fake ass
he
career.
He said that?
Mm-hmm.
That's when light-skinned well, people were intent in style. You...
because we were having words back and forth because it's such a shitty motherfucker. He's funny, though. Like, I'm not going to deny he's funny. He's uh-huh. just that shitty kind of funny. Like, yeah. I always wanted to produce this comedy show of shitty motherfuckers like Corey Holcomb and T.K. Kirkland. And
oh, funny.
Like those kind of shitty
like
motherfuckers.
Asshole comedy show.
Yeah, like that.
Asshole comedy
yes,
show.
Yes, yes, yeah. And have somebody like Dice Clay host it with all niggas. That'd chap his ass, wouldn't it?
It would actually
yeah,
would.
Dice
it?
Clay, now you work for the niggas. How about that? Mm-hmm.
Now whose name is signed on the bottom of your check?
Yeah.
Oh, Lunel.
Yeah,
oh,
me.
Nasty.
No, but don't you think that would be hot? If these motherfuckers are out there in the world, mm-hmm. the Coreys and the and shit and the TKs, and they talking shit, what about a female who capitalized on that and take them shitty motherfuckers and put their ass to work. Put yep. them on the motherfucking road. Pay them good.
Pay them good.
Treat them well. So the shit they talk won't be about me.
Right. Because they are some shitty ass.
They're shitty.
There's a lot of
they're
shitty
funny,
people.
They're funny, though. Now, listen. They're shitty and mean.
Mean as shit.
Faison.
Oh, and Faison.
And Faison could be on it.
Hilarious.
Yeah, but Corey Holcomb is Corey, so horrible. But it makes me laugh.
That's
so
the thing.
Hard.
It ain't that they shitty and not funny.
Oh, my God.
They so shitty that yeah, they're funny.
Yeah, but see, Corey is a calculated shitty. He knows he's being shitty.
He's and, been shitty to me, and I ain't done a motherfucking thing to Corey.
I see. Yeah, I'm sure. I think
I
heard.
But I don't care because if I was...
I don't take it personal from some of these guys.
If you're, well, you should take it personal, but you just don't have to act on it because they mean it personally.
Well, the problem is,
they base
Russell,
it on one
you good looking and rich. Don't nobody like you.
You're well, average
men,
looking and rich.
I was never good looking growing up, so I'm just happy to hear any compliments
right
now.
Did you say?
Let's not be crazy, Kim.
Really? I like Linnell's take. It sounds more realistic
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
The money make them better looking, like anybody.
Oh,
no.
Damn.
Look
it's
at
true.
Lil Wayne. Look at Lil
oh
Wayne.
My
would
God.
You fuck? Would you fuck with Lil Wayne if he didn't have money?
Russell
fuck out of here.
To Lil Wayne.
No, but
are
I'm just
crazy?
Saying. I'm using that for an example.
Wait a minute. You better look at
I
my
know
reputation.
That.
Every motherfucker I talk to is fine as shit. And if I think he fine, he fine.
That's no. You're not definitive. Russell is an average-looking guy, no. which gives average-looking guys the motherfucking hope that, goddammit, no. I could pull bitches, too.
But he's you exotic. Don't... He's exotic.
That's because he's born. Indian.
He's from... No, he's from
yes,
Canada.
He is. But he's still an Indian from Canada.
He's Canadian. It
Ain't you an
exotic.
Indian?
I'm an Indian. My mom. You met my mom?
She's fucking Indian.
I thought his mama was white when I first met
oh
her.
Oh, my God. You didn't
she
talk to her?
White.
You
she
must
does.
Didn't talk to her. Did you
I,
hear
yeah,
her?
Yeah, now, yes. Her, yes. I talked to her, but when I first
I'm
saw
not being
her,
insulting. I'm being a real.
When I first no, saw I, her I'm with him, I was like, oh, wow. He's adopted
the reason I said Lil Wayne is not to compare Russell
born
to
and
Lil
raised
Wayne.
In Calcutta.
Wait a minute. Wow. Let me clear this up. Okay. Excuse me. The reason I said Lil Wayne was not to compare Russell to Lil Wayne in any capacity other than if Lil Wayne did not have money, would you even give him $2 on the street? He looks like a motherfucking, like somebody
a
scribbled.
Gremlin.
He looks like somebody scribbled on the
street. But he
crow.
Didn't used to look like that. Let's talk about, he used to be kind of cute. Yeah, he did. I don't know.
Yeah, he looked even worse back then.
No, he was better. It's all the tattoos.
He looked like a regular
and the
boy.
Hair. He looked like a regular boy.
He looked
boy
like
from
a regular guy, and he looked like a regular guy with
tattoos
locks.
And the teeth.
It's all
and
that
the,
shit and all that shit.
You know how
shit.
People try to tear themselves up? They want to look bad?
Yeah.
He didn't have to do all that.
All that blonde
but
shit.
But back to the question at hand, depends on the circumstance.
What does that mean?
Depends on how Lil Wayne approaches her.
Thank you, Russell.
Bring that bottle of wine back here, Eddie.
Thank you.
Okay, let me rethink that, Kim.
Okay.
If Lil Wayne wanted
we
to holler at me.
We were introduced as queens, and we have gone down.
I didn't tell him to say that about me. Hey. I do. I rebuke
you didn't
the
say
queen.
What y'all the queen of.
Yeah. I'm the queen of the people. That's what I am. Kim is one of the queens of Hollywood. She's royalty. She's regal. She works with Oprah. She gets to go to
You hung out with Oprah, huh?
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I'm going to have another event with her on the 12th.
You ever met Oprah, Linnell?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oprah don't want to meet me. She should have me like somebody like me.
Why would she not want to meet you? You are fantastic.
She should have. I am.
And when this movie comes out, let me tell you something. You got to understand, Linnell. You are, first of all, great actress. Remember that show we was all going to do for HBO?
Yeah.
You are fucking fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say, no, your comedy might be raw or you might be all Oakland and shit, but when you hit that screen, your talent is off the chain.
Well, thank you, Kim, and I really appreciate that because I respect you. I talk shit to you constantly because we're up for the same roles.
She sent me videos talking shit to me. I'm so sick of her.
But something happened to me this year on television, and Kim was one of the people who spoke to me surprisingly in that. And if I loved her before, I really, 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 really love her now. That don't mean that I don't hate a little bit. Shit, she got a better house than me. She got a smaller waist than me. She got more money than I do. But I respect her, though. Out of all that shit, I'm just being honest.
Okay,
other bitches might think this, what I'm saying, behind your motherfucking back. I'm telling you to your face with your little ass waistline and your big ass titties. I wish mine
I didn't even notice those.
You are a comedian. I'll
tell you this. The first thing, this is going to sound creepy, but the first thing I noticed about Kim, she had great feet.
What? Them size 10?
They're big ass feet, but they're great feet.
They big ass feet.
Like, that's the only reason because I'm like, this bitch could steal my
shoes
in the morning.
Oh, you're a foot man.
Oh. You have nice feet too, lady.
I have beautiful feet.
I know, I've seen them. You think I haven't peeped your...
You didn't see it. It wasn't the dimples. It wasn't the smile. You're a foot man.
Oh, yeah, that's first place I look.
Did you see her with sandals on?
Oh. I sure did.
Oh, that's what... He's a foot man, girl.
Oh, my God.
I got you pegged. Right. I know what you like.
You know what I meant.
I got you.
Yeah, Lunella always got the pretty pedicure.
She better fucking
you even sent me a picture of it one time.
With big ass feet, because I know what he like. I be done shoved these size 9s all down his motherfucking throat.
You sent me a picture of your feet one day.
I did not.
You sure? I'm in love.
Did she?
You said you went for... No. I'm going for a pedicure, and I said, show me.
Oh, no. You didn't see
that
my...
That was a slick move. Show me.
No. Wait, Russell, I didn't send you a picture of my feet pre-pedicure, did
no,
I?
No, post.
Oh, I was nervous too. That
me too. I'm like, if you put that up, show over, motherfucker.
No, I remember.
Corona feet have been the worst feet ever in the history of pedicures.
Yeah. What's your foot looking like?
We need a touch up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You can't get your feet done in this mess.
White girls always go with black nail polish, so it's weird.
I don't. No, they don't. They do pink and French.
Oh, red's good.
Yeah.
I didn't see
red. Yeah, red is hot. Let me see what kind of red. Is that a burgundy? She oh, no, I thought
I
that was on
it.
Your
she's
finger.
A, she got that COVID foot.
Oh, you don't have it on? No, no.
She's pandemic. Tucked her finger. She's making fists now.
No. Her toes is
her
even
her toes are underneath. She can eat bananas with her feet after.
I have a microphone. I'm so sorry. Yeah. They're red.
I have a microphone.
They're chipped. They're not. I can't take my boot off right now.
Okay. What kind of cigar do you smoke? What's the difference in cigars, Russell?
It depends on what mood I'm in. Right now, I'm smoking a light one. This is a Gurkha.
Uh-huh.
So what do you do like they do? They do like Remy,
you know,
and cigars,
yeah,
right?
They know like, these cigars. Like there's a certain taste.
It's a man thing.
Yeah. Isn't there some
but
nice
there are
cigars?
Girls who smoke cigars. Mm-hmm. Don't you smoke cigars?
I don't.
You know, it is sexy when a woman smokes a cigar.
Is that?
I've done it, but I don't know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Phallic fetish.
It's only sexy if they know what they're doing.
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, you're not supposed to inhale it.
No, you don't.
Number one, do not inhale the cigar.
No, do not. I blow it out.
Yeah, you'll get high as shit.
Yeah, but I don't know what I'm doing.
I only know how to smoke like weed, so I don't know how to smoke without inhaling.
Yeah, you get fucked up.
Don't inhale on cigar.
Yeah, you kind of roll it around and spit it out.
Ew, I hate spit. I've done that with other things.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but
I'll swallow.
Yeah,
you
don't know. You do have a baby.
But it doesn't matter.
I want to get
good.
Back to Kim set me the fucking straight about her motherfucking track record, her body count, and her motherfucking name has all been fine as shit, though.
I wonder if, hey, let me ask you this.
See, but she's sneaky. You never see her with the guys. She doesn't photograph with her men.
Yeah.
The people around her don't talk about her, man. I've tried to get
information. Nobody knows
before.
Who her son's father is.
I know who she is.
Did you say she? That's funny. That was funny.
How hilarious.
Oh, God. That was good.
Give me a click on that,
that
one.
That was good. Oh,
get
wait,
your drink.
No, yeah, that was good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, baby.
That was, by the way, it was a decision I had to make when I was making your drink, Kim. I was like, I pulled out a red cup. I go, that's a woman, a classy woman. I'm going to give her a fucking red cup.
If you come to my house, you're going to get a red cup and a paper
Libra.
Plate.
A Libra.
And a plastic fork.
What time he says that, it shocks
I don't like to do dishes.
Me neither.
That's why I took a red cup for me. I was like, you know what? I'm going to let the ladies respect.
See,
I'm going to give them a respectable
Thank
glass
you.
Today.
May I say something about that? See, the like thing about Russell that so makes cute. Him even more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Is like
since
he's
only
average guy,
average
in the looks department.
That was, I think, the sixth time that you've called
it's
Russell average. I just wanted to keep
yes. Playing. But what makes
I'm happy
a,
with it.
But what makes an average guy a motherfucking king
uh-huh.
is when they know how to treat a lady.
Yes.
And then when they have the means to treat a lady like a lady, that's what makes a bitch wet.
Yes.
That's what makes an average looking guy. Motherfucking Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, it's true. That's who you pick, Leonardo?
I'm drinking wine.
Okay, I was like, that's our choice. That's our measure.
But Leonardo pulls bitches. What you talking about?
He sure
about?
Does.
Okay. What you say, talking about?
I'd say he's the best actor of our generation.
Leonardo?
No, he's incredible.
Well,
as
let's
actor,
say the best
good.
White actor.
Well, yeah. I mean,
because, you know, you good. Can't put him over Denzel or even Michael B. Jordan. They neck and neck.
Right. But I'm saying, for like his
you
body
know,
of work and the
race.
Amount of
right,
different
okay.
things
you're
he's
right,
played.
You're right. I'll
and,
say that.
And owned it every time.
Yeah. I didn't think about that.
In 2021, mental health is finally a thing. That's why we're excited to be sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're struggling right now and not really feeling like yourself, it might be because it has not been a good year. It's been pretty rough for most of us. Most of really, like me, you, everybody. So listen, you're not alone. If you're having a hard time, therapy helps. And it doesn't have to be the cliche, how does that make you feel kind of therapy. It can be whatever you want it to be. You can privately talk to somebody if you feel like you're not dealing well with stress, or you're having relationship issues, or if you're just feeling off in general. I mean, I know I was. I have my ups and downs. You're not alone. It's not exclusive to just, as they would say, regular people. Everybody gets this. So whatever you need, it's time to stop being ashamed of normal human struggles and start feeling better because you deserve to be happy. I know I deserve to be happy, and if I deserve it, I'm kind of a scumbag. You definitely deserve it. And now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you to help. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. If you're feeling up to it and you want to look at somebody and talk to them, by all means, do that. But if you feel like being somewhat anonymous, you're more than welcome to that as well. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what therapy is really about. It's always a good time to invest in yourself because you are your greatest asset. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp and Culturally Canceled. Listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Peters. That's BetterHelp.com/Peters. I normally feel pretty productive, but this past year has been another story. Now that the world is finally starting to turn again, I'm ready to pick up the pace and make things happen, people. I'm doing shows, I'm selling merch, and it feels really good to get back in the swing of things. And speaking of merch, you know, you might have some merch, or I might have some merch. Somebody will have. Listen, we're all selling stuff. We all need to sell stuff, so we all need to make money. And if you're selling stuff at home, online, you know, more people are shopping online anyway. That's why I think all online sellers need ShipStation in order to function well. and be as productive as possible. I mean, no matter how much you sell, ShipStation makes it super easy to manage and ship all your orders from your sales channels faster, cheaper, and more efficiently. ShipStation allows sellers to import orders from any sales channel, ship with any carrier, access discounted shipping rates, and automate just about any shipping task. By doing all the heavy shipping, ShipStation allows you to think more about other stuff that isn't shipping. And that's a beautiful thing, because I don't really want to think about shipping that much, because to be honest, I got enough ship on my plate. You all know that I like to be a man and find a good deal. I'm good at it, but ShipStation is good at it too. They can get you fantastic discounts with major carriers like UPS, FedEx, and USPS. And they make it easy for you to compare shipping services so that you find the best deal. You don't have to haggle for a good price, because ShipStation has your back. They'll find you killer deals that are usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies, and that makes me feel kind of fancy. No matter where you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation funnels all your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. It's no wonder ShipStation has more five-star reviews than any other shipping software. So do yourself a favor and get yourself out of ship, on the ship, and abandon ship, and join the ship. Are you sick of my ship right now? I am. So use ShipStation to ship more in less time. Just use my offer code PETERS to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no-hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in PETERS. That's ShipStation.com. Enter offer code PETERS. Make ship happen.
What's your favorite Leonardo DiCaprio movie?
Probably Catch Me If You Can.
I was just about to say,
that movie's incredible.
That motherfucking movie.
But even Wolf of Wall Street, he was ill.
I didn't see Wolf of Wall Street.
You would be like this the whole movie.
Really?
You'd be like this the whole movie.
You never seen Wolf of Wall Street?
No. Girl, you'll be like this.
Me.
You'll be like,
okay,
this.
I'm going to watch that movie.
You'll be like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Really?
Right?
Yeah, there's
you'll
a great
like
movie.
The whole movie. Like
okay, I got to watch that.
He's fantastic in that movie.
Piece. And of course, Titanic.
What's he doing now?
He ain't got to
do shit. What the fuck he got to do?
You know what's funny is, I was at Eddie Murphy's house.
Give bitches COVID tests and fuck them.
I was at Eddie Murphy's house one night. I didn't get invited.
Eddie Murphy's compound.
Yeah, that's
his
incredible
museum. It's like being at the Louvre.
It is. It really is. When I walked in, I go, oh, this is what people feel like when they come to my house.
Right.
I walked in and I really went, I haven't done shit with my life.
Well, not compared to that.
Yeah. No, just Eddie's driveway.
Up in the driveway. He's got a fucking moat.
Yes.
He's got a moat. Yes.
I drove over that little bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I was at his house. Tiffany took me. Tiffany took me. Tiffany's the best. She's
a real
She gave me
chick.
The best. I've been doing stand-up 32 years. In those 32 years, she gave me the best memory of comedy in my entire life.
How?
I'm going to beat her now.
She took me to Eddie's house.
Oh, yeah.
She said, yo, I'm going to Eddie's. And I go, wow, that's impressive. She goes,
had I known.
You want to come? I was like, are you shitting me? She goes, I'll come scoop you. And she scooped me.
Yep, that's how you.
And took me to Eddie's house.
She took me to Commons.
Oh, right. There you go. I was texting with her this morning because I'm so happy for her, because she's finally happy.
Did you see their silhouette challenge?
Took me nowhere.
Did you see silhouette thing with Common?
Uh-uh.
On Instagram,
it was hilarious. He pulled her wig off.
Yeah, but it was sexy, too.
It was sexy.
Because for a bitch that wears a wig.
That's hysterical.
Oh, it was. Yeah. You need to see
it. I got
to
see it.
Let me pull that up.
Is it on her page?
No, yeah. I'm going to pull it up for you right
okay,
now.
Okay, please do. Okay, I like this.
So Tiffany took me to Eddie's house, and when I get there, it's Jamie, Chris, Chappelle, Jeff Ross, Sasha Baron Cohen.
All the boys.
Bill Hader, Q-Tip. Allie
that's
Wong was there.
Access. See, that's what I'm talking about. Celebrity. That's what we talk about. Everybody's like, what's the best thing about being a celebrity? Access. See how you got invited to that?
I didn't get invited.
But she brought you, right? You were, but you know, she could have picked some other people.
I got invited.
So you were obviously.
I went with Val Young.
Oh, Val, yep.
You know,
I know Val.
Her and Eddie is like.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And she said, Eddie want me to bring you up. I said, bitch, where you want me to meet you at?
Okay.
And when I went, it was fight night. It was a fight night.
Yeah, I went over there. I've been over there a couple times.
LL and his wife, I think Simone.
Simone, yeah. Uh-huh.
And it was Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then it was
Bernadette, his wife. I know the wives.
My boy that played in Coming to America. You
Arsenio?
No. I know Arsenio's name. It's not Jamal. It's I gummit. Anyway, he plays one of the leads.
Oh, in the new one.
Yeah, he's.
Oh, you're talking about. I know exactly who you're talking about.
It starts with a J.
Yeah, yeah. What's his name, Eddie? Jermaine Fowler.
Jermaine Fowler. Look, Jermaine was there, uh-huh. And it was fight night, and Eddie had everything in the kitchen for like if you're gonna go to a baseball game or some chili dogs and popcorns and nachos and all that stuff. But the surreal part was sitting behind Sugar Ray, watching Sugar Ray watch a fight.
That was surreal. I went to Eddie's house and I went down. This is when you know.
First of all, the fact that he has a basement is impressive in LA.
I went bowling.
Yes, and he had the bowling alley.
And I couldn't take. And Eddie was into it, and I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "Come on!" I was like, "I really don't want to play another game."
And he got that arcade.
Okay, right. And the candy.
The candy. Yeah, insane.
Like Michael Jackson.
I was like, "This is ridiculous." The bar. I was like, "I can't live."
The dance club.
And the club. I said, "I got to go back home to my house."
Yeah.
Okay, so let me. I didn't feel good about myself. Let me show Kim. Tiffany and Common's a silhouette challenge. Every motherfucker needs a comedian chick.
I'll send it to her right now.
Good. Okay. I'll send it to Tiff right now.
See if she replies.
Yeah.
Good. We just interviewed her on my show this morning. I didn't interview her. They did. I sat and listened.
On what show?
Pop. Daily Pop. I do every morning.
Daily Pop.
You and Sherry?
No, this is just me.
Why didn't they have you do the interview?
They didn't know I knew Tiffany.
Why you didn't let them know?
Because I'm the new, I'm filling in for Dr. Phil's daughter. She's pregnant on leave. And I didn't know. See, they don't
Didn't
say
that be funny if Dr. Phil's daughter ended up on Tiffany. Maury?
Oh.
What's wrong with you?
Right. See, I'm terrible. Like, when I first came to L.A. and I didn't know my north from my east, from my south to my west, Laura Hayes, is the one who took me around, right? And we would go places, and sometimes people didn't recognize her, and they would jam her up, and she would pay to get in places. And I'm the friend behind her going, "Do you know who the fuck that is? Yeah. That's Laura motherfucking Hayes. How dare you? She want a table up front, and blah, blah, blah." And Laura told me, "You got to stop doing that shit." I'm like, "But
who's Laura Hayes?
You don't know who Laura Hayes?
I don't offhand.
Very funny comedian.
That's how it happened.
Yeah.
She was the host,
There was Adele Givens, there was Monique, there was Samore, and Laura Hayes.
Ah.
She played Cole's mother on Martin.
Shit. That's right. Okay.
And she was in a whole bunch of other shit, too.
Y'all a good group of people.
Martin lives around the corner, but to this day, I've never met Martin.
Lawrence. Yeah. You've never met
him? I've never even met him.
If you want to,
that is...
It could happen.
Well, but what the hell? Oh, okay.
And Martin's around the corner. That's Laura.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, look at you.
Oh, I know exactly who she is.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. They say, "You know Linnell?" And they go, "Who?" "You know that blonde chick with the big mouth?" "Oh, yeah, yeah, the blah, blah, blah." If you got to explain who you are.
If I have to explain anybody, I say the girl from Borat.
Yeah, but if you have to explain it all.
I haven't had a drink in a long time, and I think it's hit me now.
You're leaning.
I'm going to stop.
It's my first day with
the
new mouth.
But if you have to explain it all, that you haven't made it yet.
It's your new day for what, Russell? See, I can't drink.
My first.
But you wanted that.
I got to drive. I'm going to drink this water.
You can
follow
me out.
You're good. You're going to be here for a while. We got food.
I
got a cramp under my titty.
You've been saying that since you've been here. Yeah. That's serious now.
Here's what we can do just to
gas.
Help you.
It's gas.
I'll hold the titty up. You rub the rib.
He probably got a masseuse upstairs.
You better be strong to hold this titty.
I'll use two hands.
Okay. He probably got a masseuse somewhere up in here.
I can get one here if you want. You want a massage?
Under my titty.
I'm gonna call my masseuse. You want to go?
Let me call Manly Hands too.
I keep forgetting about them.
Manly Hands.
Yeah.
I don't want no Manly Hands.
No, I know you don't.
No.
Well, then you don't want me touching my feet and my hands are the same size.
I'm gonna have a.
You got big ass hands.
Yeah.
20 people, Kim. Do you want to come or you don't want to come?
I always want to come, but I will.
Oh, she! You know why she talking racy? Because of me. Because Kim don't talk racy. But we want Kim to talk racy.
Yeah, we getting the real Kim Whitley today.
I want. It's that drag. What'd you put a roofie? There's Kim. What are you doing, R. Kelly? What the fuck?
I call this the Bill Cosby special. Enjoy
don't
your
do
drink.
That. Use our, don't do that. Don't do that. That one still hurts.
That one still hurts. Our,
yeah, that one still hurts.
Hey, how do you think I feel? He had a brother named Russell.
I don't care. Use R. Kelly. Don't use Bill Cosby.
Let's use a white person. We gave her the...
What the fuck?
Gave her the Harvey Weinstein special.
You see, Jeff Epstein.
Eddie, take that away from me.
You see, they didn't drug me. Why you didn't drug me?
No.
You're good. You sip it. You don't chug it.
Let me explain something. I break up marriages when I drink.
That's fine. Oh, I'm not married yet.
Let me tell you something.
Let me put my motherfucking glasses back on so I can read your lips and hear you.
Nah.
Breaks up marriages.
Nah.
Oh, Kim. You know what, Kim? Kim.
Yeah.
I want to interview you on my YouTube show.
I would love to.
No holds barred, though.
Well, see, the problem is I hold because I'm still attached to Oprah in a way.
Fuck, yeah, I don't do it.
But I'm cool.
How is that a thing? Like, that's the part I don't get.
Because she's in the elite.
I get it, but at the same time, it's like, why is fucking being real so illegal now?
It is illegal now, and I don't know if it's.
It's not illegal if it's your brand, because that's my brand.
Right.
But she's affiliated with all things clean and nice and glorious.
Not that clean.
And classy. Yes.
No, me? No, yeah, I'm not even known as a clean comic. They come and tell me, say, can you tell me?
But
Kim
you're known as a,
to be?
But you can't cuss good, though. But except that motherfucker, you put your heart in that one.
Well, the problem is when I do stand-up, I remember Larry David asked me that. He was like, are you a blue comic? I was like, blue? No, I'm pretty white.
Are you a Republican?
Right, no.
Bitch. No.
What happened?
The fuck asked me no shit like that.
We were filming a scene, Linnell.
Me and Kim auditioned for the same part on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Kim got it, and she saved a life.
I did save a life.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
She saved a mother.
Whose life did you save?
A Mexican.
Eddie?
He got paid, too.
Yeah.
He did.
No, they had this Latino
for murder.
That was accused and incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
For murder one. He said, I didn't do it. I was at a baseball game. And they said, well, and he had to stub to the baseball game ticket at home. They said, this don't mean shit.
And his daughter testified.
Somebody could have gave this to you. And Kim was the person that he was sitting right behind at the baseball game, shooting her scene with Larry David. So that scene became testimony in his trial to prove that he could not have done this murder because of the scene that she did.
Right.
Motherfucking right. She saved a life.
Documentary called The Long Shot. Long Shot.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Wild. Could have been me.
He came up to me at the bowling alley. He'd have spent that $1 million, whatever he got.
Who gives a fuck? The fact is that he's
he could
free.
At least
he
pay for your
again.
Lane.
He's alive.
Yeah,
right.
He's alive.
He's alive.
He could come over and went, hey, your lane is free. He said he's Mexican. I made him sound like my assistant, Eddie. You know, Eddie can't pronounce the letter T. It's always a fucking D.
No, yeah. No, don't say that.
No shit. Dacos. We were in Nashville one time.
He doesn't say tacos.
No.
He says tacos.
No, but when we were in Nashville, I go, Eddie, because he's my assistant. He's been with me 12 years. I was like,
wow.
Eddie, what hotel are we staying in Nashville? The Hudson. And I go, oh. So I Googled Hudson because I heard Hudden. Fucking Hudden.
The Hutton.
And it was the Hutton.
Yeah.
The Hutton.
I go, Eddie, there's no fucking hotel called the Hutton.
It wasn't even the Hutton.
Boutique hotel.
Yeah.
Right. The Hutton. He said the Hutton, but it was really the Hutton, correct?
Yeah, but he said the Hutton.
I'm the only motherfucker that pronounced it correctly.
Yeah, you.
I have a Bachelor of Arts degree in English. Why are you bullshitting? So you didn't even say it right.
No, he said the Hutton.
But you said the Hutton.
No, he said the Hutton.
But you said the Hutton.
And I'm with the Hutton.
No, but that's not correct either. It's the
Hutton. I have to soften up my H off the
Hutton. Come on.
Hutton.
Put your tongue behind your teeth. The Hutton.
Hutton.
The Hutton. He's Canadian.
Hey, what kind of goat meat is that? Mudden?
Ew.
Hey, do you like mudding?
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, so yeah, you're from Canada, so...
You've been up there.
I've done the Montreal Comedy Festival, one of the greatest things
I was there with the year you were there. One of the years you were there.
Lapalooza. But I found, I couldn't understand why that there were so many Black Rastafarians in Canada.
West Indians.
Yeah. They're Trinidadian.
They're in Toronto, not Montreal.
Toronto's where I'm from.
And you know who was over at my house last night?
Who?
Another Canadian.
Who?
Spent the night. Caroline Ray.
Ah, I was Caroline.
Comedian. Oh, yeah, you guys love each other.
Yeah.
Caroline's great. She said she was going to put me on her Disney show.
Oh, I got to remind
you. Well, she said that last year, and then she was like, oh, I'm going to make you the coolest dad ever. I'm going to put you on my show. I said, that would be fucking great, Caroline.
I'm going to remind
you. She's a really sweet lady.
Very nice.
She's a very nice lady.
She will offer some stuff and give people stuff. She really does try.
I'm going to text her ass, too, right now. Yeah.
Send her our picture.
That's exactly what I'm going
to
do.
But hi, Caroline.
Yeah, another great person. She was over there. I'm her daughter's godmother.
Really?
The
Greek baby?
The Greek baby. Tall as hell, like her daddy.
Okay, but you do know what that entails, right?
He was her opening act. You know that, right?
Being a godmother.
Really?
Yeah, that was her opening act.
I did not know that.
You know what that means.
What? A godmother?
Being a godmother.
Yeah, you give them gifts on their birthday.
No, no, that's not what that
If
means.
They pass, you take the kid? Yeah. Hell no.
Oh, no, bitch. Did it in front of the Lord.
How you talking? You going to say the Lord?
Lord. Yeah. You
that's how
are
Eddie
the
would
mama
say
if anything happens to Caroline Ray.
Then I'm fucked. I got 10 of them.
Unless the white relatives want to fight you.
You got 10
10 or 11
kids. I was just about to ask you about Joshua.
No, I got him. Well, you know, it ain't I feel late. Like his surrogate godfather.
There you go.
Y'all not gonna flirt and be sexy in front.
No, no. Tell her what happened.
Y'all not gonna do that.
Oh, okay. Let me tell you the story.
She'll tell you what happened.
Okay. Like... So Russell. So you'll know. So I've known Russell, but I've never loved him. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is the day I fell in love with. Actually, this is when I became a stalker because I started asking Jackie Fabulous. I was like, "So what's he doing?
Jackie.
How's he doing? Oh, really? Can you tell him I said hi? Because I didn't have his number or anything like that. So this is what happened. One Christmas, Joshua might have been 6, 7 years old. We were in Target and we were shopping and grabbing some stuff. And I, you know, just a few things in the basket. And I got him like a Lego set and some things. We got in line and Russell was either behind us or
I was right in front of you.
He was in front of us. So Russell bought his stuff. And then he said, I'll take her cart too. I was like this. What? I was like, hey, Russell. Cause he said, hey, Kim. And I was like, and his mother was with him. And then he was like, I'll take Russell. Don't burn the house down. He said, I'll take her stuff too. Let me tell you. So I have never, with my sonny, and then he turned and said, do you have what you want, Joshua? Did you get what you want? Joshua didn't know what to say. And I was like this, no, he doesn't. I was like, go get that thing you wanted.
He said,
what did he say?
He said, I got this one, but I wanted the bigger one.
That's what it was. He didn't have the one he wanted.
The big one.
Because I was like this, you can't get that. Get this one. And he told him, he said, I wanted the bigger one.
Fucking speak up, Joshua.
And Joshua knows what he's
damn
doing.
Right.
And he told him to go get it. He ran and got it. And Russell took care of it. Let me tell you something. Right that day, because it made me, because he didn't know me. It wasn't, you know.
Well, I know you. You didn't know me.
But you didn't. I know, but you wasn't like, oh, my boy, let me take care of her. You were doing a gesture for my son and for me. And that's when I knew, I saw your heart. And I was like, I want to give him some.
You know what that was? Uh-huh. You know what that was, Kim? That was me remembering when you had my back when nobody had my back that day on Bethany. And I said, this woman had me when nobody else had. I was alone in the room and she stood right beside me and said, I got you.
You will make me cry.
That's why I did that. Because I was like, you didn't need to stand up for me that day. You could have let
this.
Me get
don't
eaten by
this.
The wolves.
Oh my gosh.
She could have let me get eaten by the wolves. But her and Aubrey, matter of fact, stood up for me that day. I never really stayed in touch with Aubrey. I think I wanted to bang her, so I never.
See, but you didn't want to bang me. So now
I did want to bang you, but I was
way.
Like, you were already talking to Artie, the one man party, 21 years before that.
How we say how you pay it forward or how things you don't know. Yeah. I didn't know that about you, and then I see you, and you do that for my son, and now we're here, and we are friends now.
On the same note.
Oh, I'm uncomfortable now. I don't like to be vulnerable in front of y'all.
Well, it's vulnerable. The liquor.
That's what we're doing.
She said it's the liquor because this bitch ain't vulnerable.
On the same note, during this quarantine, Russell was on a live with I don't even know who, but I chimed in and like,
it was me and Angelo.
Yeah.
Angelo Sarukas.
Yes. And and it was like, Lunel's on you, Lunel, blah, 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 blah. And then we talked on the Instagram or something like that.
Yeah, we talked on Instagram Live.
DMs after that. He's like, I love you. You know, what's good? You good? You need anything? And I don't know. I must have said something like, well, you know, bitch, could I order you some groceries or something?
Because it was at the beginning when everything, we didn't know what we could do, whether we could leave. I said, do you need groceries or anything?
Yeah.
And she said, actually. Sure.
He said, send me a list and I'll get you groceries.
I can't take it.
I sent him a list.
I'm not talking.
And within like 12 hours, that motherfucker had all my list completed and delivered to my door.
What?
He got me groceries during the quarantine.
Well, in all fairness, Eddie did the work on that.
I found that out later.
Did you say in all fairness? Really?
In all fairness.
Yeah, but he made it happen.
Eddie, I made it happen, but...
Eddie
did do
that's
the...
That's why I told well, Eddie your mother, she did
that.
A really good job.
That's what a motherfucking assistant's supposed to fucking do.
Eddie, you ain't got to take
you
that
made
shit.
It
Eddie,
happen.
Eddie, you ain't got to take that shit.
Matter of fact, Eddie, fuck you, Eddie. That's
can
why.
I have
Eddie,
my don't miss, I got you, Eddie. Glass of wine, please.
Eddie,
I got you, Eddie. I got you.
I just go over the edge.
Eddie, you know where the wine's at.
Eddie, bleep that word. Eddie, bleep the
Eddie,
word pussy.
Eddie,
bleep,
Eddie,
I said it again.
Eddie.
Bleep the, yeah, because I said I
wanted
Eddie, to
Eddie, thank
some.
You, baby. Listen, yeah. Kim, so that's
well,
what
don't
Kim already got.
Well, I need you to ask your woman.
First of all,
I want to, because you are
Kim,
the
there's a there's a theory. It's called eating is not cheating.
Ew, you guys ain't going to do this in front of me.
Lunel, you think you...
Oh, I tell you, no. I love him.
I call this
I
the buffet.
Him.
Now let's.
Yay.
Yeah, well, I don't know. No, you're going to have to make a
decision. I'm uncomfortable with my legs right now.
Because black girls don't do that shit. If you make a motherfucking decision,
if y'all need.
I have to bow down and be like, that's the decision you made. I take it like a motherfucking G. If he make a decision, then that's what it is. But it's you can't Oakland have your cake and eat Oakland. It too.
Right.
I don't give a fuck how mediocre and rich your ass is.
How mediocre? Mediocre and rich your ass.
More wine for Linnell. Up. More wine for Linnell.
Got me fucked up.
She said, I don't care.
Listen, I can say that being an average old sexy bitch myself. Oh my God. What? What's the deal?
They're good, Paulie. They're good.
You need a tissue, baby.
You're nice. So are you a manager, like a real manager?
He's my manager.
So we're going to get him on Caroline Ray's show on Disney. Okay. But can me and you go back to that conversation I talked to you about in the kitchen? Because he been bullshitting. We could be there right now. I had people interested. He's an asshole and mediocre now. When I think about that. Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about you.
Now? What the fuck I do now?
You dropped the ball, remember?
When?
The great show idea.
It ain't dropped yet.
That was a year ago. We could have had it done during quarantine. Sherry Shepherd sold the show, you know.
I got Bentley working on it for us.
Oh. Oh,
my head hurts.
Bentley Kyle Evans.
Oh. Bentley Kyle Evans. But you don't want to tell me if I sign this thing with.
Russell,
I can't say.
But would you drop my name, please? Too?
Absolutely.
I'm like, really?
Thank you so much.
I'm looking at you.
And then Sid came up to me with an idea the other day, too.
Look at this.
It's time.
Kim, it's Black History Month.
It's time.
You're going to let these other people, you. Yeah. Okay. Go
no,
ahead.
Here's the thing.
Should
you know, for me.
Let other people pass you on up.
For me, it was a confidence issue.
Oh, okay.
For me, it's all about like I knew where I was financially, uh-huh. but that doesn't mean anything to me.
Right.
Money never meant shit to me.
Okay.
It was never about money for me. It was
okay,
always
I'm gonna
about
need to talk to you after the show if that's the case.
It was all about getting respected.
I'm bullshitting.
So for me, it was all about getting respect. So I wanted the respect first.
Now, but when you say that respect in stand-up, because you have that, or respect in the acting world,
both really, either or. I wanted them to respect me to be like, yo, that motherfucker's funny. And I wasn't going to stop until motherfuckers said I was funny.
But you already have that in stand-up.
I have that for my fans.
Okay, everybody's so I'm
I wanted it for my peers.
Everybody's, because everybody's got their click. Like, Fluffy's got his click.
I got no click. Click.
You do got a click.
I got a little click.
Dude,
you
got a click.
I got Ruben Paul. That's my man. Ruben is like...
Softest lips.
No, I'm talking about again, all that. I don't know about.
I'll say that.
You have an audience.
He kissed me one day.
Nice.
And Urkel did
Ruben
too.
Ruben Paul kissed you.
He did kiss me.
Did
one
he give
day.
You the tongue?
No. He just kissed me one day, and that, this is long, long years ago. He just, I don't remember.
Wait till I say goodbye tonight.
But he's just the nicest, and so is Urkel. Remember, I mean, Jaleel White. Jaleel, another.
He's a really nice guy.
Very nice.
He better be.
He's very nice too. But yeah, no, so I don't kiss Thomas. A lot of people. People don't kiss me.
I did a podcast and I interviewed her. Ernest Thomas, you know, Raj.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Raj from What's Happening?
Uh-huh. And oh, also shit. Mr. Omar from Everybody Hates Chris. I got him to talk so dirty about the industry and about uh-huh. what he's been through and about
right.
his audition
oh, good.
For What's Happening.
That's
so
a good one.
Funny. You would never expect
him to be
oh baby.
Ernest, killing it.
You know, I have a way of drawing that nasty side out of people, Kim.
The nasty side? I want to have a deeper conversation with Russell. This respect thing.
I know.
Well,
you
maybe
do.
I'll do it after the show because I got to. We'll talk about another.
No,
day
we then. Can still talk
because
about it.
I'm trying to understand how people say you don't have the respect. Okay, let's look at success.
Success
in my mind
is one
for
thing,
you. That's what I'm saying.
And respect
he's
is another
he
thing.
Wants respect
so
among
explain
his
that, please.
I get you.
Okay, so I think the problem is because I came up in Canada. And when I moved to America 15 years ago, people thought that I was some sort of like flash in the pan. Like I just had like some sort of online hit and I became this guy who started doing stand up after a year. People didn't know I started in 89 and I would do all the black rooms in New York in the mid 90s. I used to sleep on Patrice O'Neill's couch. Patrice and Keith Robinson, when they lived in Woodbridge, New Jersey, back in 25.
Patrice in Canada.
Let me say,
they
Patrice
worship,
was the shit. Oh my God.
Worship Patrice in Canada.
I think worldwide, Patrice is really posthumously.
No,
getting
but there. He's not popular also with a lot of black people and not hip to Patrice O'Neill.
Because
you're
he died
about
too
you
soon.
Want, yeah, but you're talking right. about you want respect among your peers. The thing is, if you're from Canada or if you're from the South even, and you do comedy, the only people that were slamming and making names for themselves were out of the East Coast and out of the West Coast.
Right.
Period. L.A. and New York. If you were from Chicago, you were probably in Chicago, but that didn't mean you were probably in L.A. If you was from...
But Chicago's on fire right now.
I know, but we're not talking about not right now. You can't have peers with people right now.
Right.
You can only have peers with people who've been doing it.
Right.
So...
But like the cast that knew me were like the guys that we were all on the grind with were like, at the same time was me, Godfrey, Mike Epps, Keith.
But Godfrey is still... over here.
Yeah, but Godfrey's funny. About to blow up.
Yeah, Godfrey
really?
Is
I know he's doing the thing with Tiffany.
He is about
he's
to
a
fucking
beast.
Blow
he's
up.
He's all about black
we
folks
did a weird
and
movie
all
together.
That. Yeah, he's everything.
It's a whole other conversation.
But as far as people who, listen, when you walk down the street, you can pick anybody and say, name me your 10 favorite comedians. Uh-huh. First of all, they're going to name 10 men.
First of all, that was the
first
thing.
Of all.
See, I...
Uh-huh. And then you say, well, what about Wanda Sykes? Then they go, oh, yeah. With, oh, yeah. Well, what about Laura? Hey, right. What about Samoa? I love Samoa, but they don't think of you first. Then out of the 10...
Other women don't think of you first.
Right. I do.
Okay, all right.
Sarah Silverman was always in my top 10.
Well, she's...
Really?
I just like the fact that she said some foul ass shit.
How many people you have on your podcast at one time?
We need you on the mic though.
Okay, I was because I gotta go pee again.
You know she's a
y'all
professional.
Got me drinking.
Go pee. There's a restroom right there too.
I can
if you
pick
want.
Up the slack while.
Okay,
you're
yeah, she can.
There's a restroom right there.
Okay,
Eddie, show where the
go
restroom is.
Go pee in the pool, Kim. I dare you.
Oh look,
let's
look.
Go pee in the pool, Kim.
Trust me, he wasn't looking.
Kim,
I already
we
peed
go
in his
viral.
Pool.
Kim, let's go pee in the pool.
I've already peed in his pool. That's how you get them. You pee already in the house and a little bit.
Oh,
the
you
pool.
Already.
And that way
in
they swim in it a little bit. We swim in it a little bit.
Right, swimming a little bit.
It's like a witch's brew.
It's a witch's.
She already peed in your pool? Everything I try to do, this bitch get there before me. She didn't.
You
she
were
didn't
at the pool first, Linnell.
She said, why I gotta go to the outside?
Because it's right there. It's closer. It's really nice, too. You'll see.
Ain't that a bitch?
Eddie, get her a towel.
A whole towel?
A whole towel.
Damn, Kim got that wop. God damn.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I don't do well on tape, and I don't do well at auditions, period. But then, like, I'm becoming like an offer audition. Only type bitch, and I'm
I'm horrible on it.
But I'm, give me the job. Give me the job. I'll do the job.
You know what the thing is, when especially if they make you audition, they want a Lunell type. Like, bitch, just hire Lunell, motherfucker.
Why you gotta hire me? I can do the job.
A Lunell,
but I can't do the audition. I'm bad at memorization.
I'm with you.
You know,
and you're phenomenal when you get the gig.
When I get the gig, I'll give you what you want.
Y'all sound like
you are phenomenal.
I don't
you
like
are
to audition.
Not
I
to
suck.
Blow smoke up your ass, but you are the best thing in everything you're in.
I'm gonna sit right on your motherfucking lap.
As long as I have a face, you have a place to sit, Linnell.
And that was the line.
Tell your little Asian girlfriend, your little Blasian girlfriend, that
she knows. She's a big fan of yours. I said you were coming over. She goes, oh my God, I love Lunell.
Where's she at? I haven't had
She met Kim. We had dinner with Kim
one
night.
Yes, we had dinner. She was very quiet. I was uncomfortable.
And you stay in your place, bitch.
I was looking at her titties, and I didn't want to.
She has great titties.
Yeah, she had great titties, and I was mad because I have great titties, too.
Have you had a threesome,
without a bra?
I haven't had a good threesome in like 20 years.
No, 20 years.
Your husband's mad as shit about that.
I have had nothing right now. I'm about to go
no,
work on Eddie.
No, have you had a threesome?
Eddie was in
Never
the bathroom
mind.
Too close
I'll
to
ask
me.
You on
just
my
just
show.
So you know, he has the antibodies.
Shut up! Shut your mouth, Russell! He's had COVID! You're so stupid! I'm surrounded by haters.
I don't spend enough time with you.
And I am a hater.
You should just come and hang out.
I am. Now I know how to get up in this bitch. Burn her damn eyelashes off as long as them bitches are.
I ain't wearing no wig.
I don't have a wig on.
I know, but the wigs catch fire.
Do they? You've had that happen? Oh, God.
I don't know because I don't wear wigs.
If Lunell wore a wig, I actually think it would not be. We'd be like, who
I
the
wear
fuck is
a
that?
Wig. I wear two wigs in coming to America.
And you,
I'm
you
excited about that.
Too. I am too.
I wear two wigs in that.
Oh, that's Caroline Ray.
I've got. Is she calling?
Caroline Ray is on the phone. Caroline,
I just called her.
Put her on the phone. Fuck me.
Say hello.
It's Caroline.
Caroline.
You're from Montreal, right?
Are we going to pretend we don't know each other? Listen,
I was never sure if you were from Montreal or from Toronto.
That is so hurtful. That's like saying, I don't remember if you're interesting or a big bore.
Wait, I don't. Listen, I remember that your baby's daddy is Greek. That's what I remember.
Have any money left or did the girl take it all?
Oh, should I? Listen, you already know. You already know. I'm the worst baby mama maker ever.
Oh, God. She cuts through
How
the
many
taste
are there
like
now?
Me, Kim.
I got two baby mamas, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Two kids,
you know,
two baby mamas.
When, see? Average guys, you can do it too.
Average. She's called you average and mediocre.
Linnell keeps calling me average looking, which is, you know what?
And
you know what?
Who wants a pretty boy motherfucker?
Listen,
anyway?
In all fairness, I agree with her.
Are you
I
at mean, the house?
I always said I'm average looking. I ain't ugly. I ain't good.
No,
I'm just like, whatever.
Ugly.
Lunell is the realest motherfucker I know. Dude or female, don't matter. Lunell is the realest motherfucker
she
I
is,
know.
She is the realest.
And that's why I love Lunell, because...
Yeah, but that might have helped me.
It ain't never going to hurt you. It's
that
only going to help. It'll hurt you immediately. In the long run, it'll help you. Like, I'm going to talk to you about Prince, because I see the Prince tattoo on your wrist, on your fist. And do you have a Prince story?
I've never met Prince. I know that Prince has had an affinity for women from Oakland.
Right.
One of his first background singers was named Bonnie Boyer. She's from Oakland.
Right. Okay, I'll tell you a funny Prince story.
Okay.
If you want to hear it.
Sure. Okay. Russell's going to tell us a funny Prince
story.
Well,
I'll tell you. It's,
because I have a Prince mask and I have a Prince tattoo. Hi, Kim. Okay, look, Kim. Hi.
Oh, I saw that.
Right, so she's...
You tell. Okay, maybe it might not be... You tell me this. Okay, anyway, long story short.
She's not got time for you.
Years ago.
I got all the time in the world, baby.
Years ago.
I never got to go back home. You feel me?
Okay, here's my Prince story. You ready?
Okay.
Many years ago, when Prince was still alive, I banged his manager.
What?
Who was his manager?
This Indian girl.
Girl named Cindy.
No. What? I don't want to say her name.
Right, don't say her name.
Okay, we'll call her Cindy.
Okay, we'll call her that.
You fucked a bitch named Cindy who happened to be Prince's manager.
She was Prince's manager at the time.
Wow, what kind of manager is that that will fuck you?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Because
he's average and mediocre.
Because it's average with game. Average with game.
A good game will talk a bitch's panties off.
That's right.
Okay, so anyway, she's a real girl.
Or fake grass in a pool. Uh-huh.
Whatever it takes, I'm gonna have
it. I'm with the fake grass all day.
So
okay. Oh, you are
so I'm banging
good...
his manager.
Uh-huh, that's why he's here.
We're in this hotel room, we're in her hotel room, rather. We're in her hotel room. She's complaining about him.
Sweet. Uh-huh. Does she have a suite?
No, actually it was
so
just a regular
Prince's
room.
She's manager, but she doesn't have a suite.
No, because
he's
not...
got a suite.
He's
Let
the
him
artist.
Tell the story. I'm interested.
Detail.
He's the artist. She's the manager.
Right, manager.
She got
she
knows
got
her place. Double bed.
She's like, you know what? Right, I got a king size bed. I'm good.
Right. Okay. That's right. Because I'm not getting you a suite.
Right.
Right.
Prince ain't a fool. Ain't a fool.
And that's right.
And she was a good manager because she wasn't trying to blow his money on her shit.
That's right.
She was protecting.
Right.
Yes. So they gotta just, love you.
She's complaining about how he's flaky and just leaves. And we'll call her and say, "Yo, I left my shit. I've gone. Mm-hmm. Pick my shit up and meet me back wherever we're gonna be." So she pulls out his little suit bag, and I unzip his suit bag, and his little boots fall out.
Why did you do
why
that?
Why they gotta be little boots? Why you say that?
Little
boots? Why
the
they
fuck
gotta
you
be
doing
little boots like they baby
Prince's
shoes?
Suit bag.
Because I was like, yo, this is Prince's clothes. I'm a fan
but
too.
No, but you ain't got no business like unzipping his suit
shoes
bag.
Hang in the window.
Did she ask you to hang something back up in
she
the suit?
She held
bag?
It up, and it was a little ass bag. I was like,
and
yeah,
you unzipped it. You out of play. You out of order.
Yeah,
we naked in the room.
You're out of order.
I'm not thinking about order. I'm thinking about the nut I'm about to bust.
He's oh, out of order.
Busted yet?
You don't not open yet. No nothing up, Princess. What the fuck is wrong with you?
So I unzip it. His little ass boots fall out.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, yo, these are his little ass boots.
Oh my God, I'm not speaking to you no more.
I can't take it.
And he's got about 7 blouses in there.
Blouses? Please don't say nothing else, Russ.
Hold me back, somebody.
Don't say nothing else.
I really was fucking with you until
why
I don't want to hear the rest
shirt?
Of the story.
Russell?
No, you fuck, don't
why
do that.
Why you say
no.
A shirt?
Sheila?
Why
Sheila?
You say a blouse?
No, Sheila.
And little ass boots.
Don't
why
do
you
that.
Say a blouse?
You don't know a blouse.
All right.
That's a diss.
No, it's not because
yes, the fuck it is.
They're not shirts.
But you called him average and mediocre. And
he's
you're mad
Prince,
about a
motherfucker.
He's Prince.
Oh my God.
He's still Prince.
Girl, this you want to have a baby by? You want to? I'm gonna have my party, and I'm not even gonna fuck with him no more.
But we got we.
I'm about my party in the backyard. But then I may not fuck with him no more.
Can I tell you the story?
Yeah, but you already fucking up.
That's why you don't give women nothing to drink.
Wow.
I told you you ain't listening. We ain't gonna listen to you.
Prince. If you say something about Bruno, I'm gonna fuck this whole patio up.
So,
you I like see, little dudes. I just realized that.
How dare
okay,
you?
So, I'm like,
he's
oh,
so
shit,
tall.
These are his boots. That's really soft leather. I'm like, wow.
Yes.
This, I was like, this shit is incredible. And then I grab his shirts and I'm
no,
like,
no,
what?
No, back up. What you grab?
We don't want to be redundant, so I want to change it to shirts.
Okay,
now.
Sorry, sorry. Okay, okay.
Okay, okay. What?
So I grab his shirts. I grab one of his shirts and I go, yo, let me put this shit on. She goes, no, put this one on. It's bigger. Right? I go, all right, I'll put this one on. So I grab one and
you
I lie. Put it on.
You have El Prince shirt?
And I'm like, yo, he smells fantastic. Prince smelled incredible.
What the fuck did you
rich.
Think he was going to smell like?
He no, smelled rich, didn't
no,
he?
What the
just,
fuck?
It,
he thought he was going to smell like Old Spice?
No.
Fucking Prince.
I didn't know
he
what he was.
He probably got his own scent.
I had no clue
Russell,
what Prince was going to smell
now you're pissing me
like.
Off. You pissed me off.
I'm
Russell.
Telling you some good details, Linnell. He smelled incredible. I was like, yo,
you
this mother.
You had no business.
So I put it on, and I'm like, oh, my God. She goes, I go, can I take a picture? She goes, no, are you kidding me? I'll lose my job. I was right. like, all right, fine.
Could you take a motherfucking...
Right, because listen, after we smash everything, blah, 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 she gets a call.
Smash.
She has to leave the room. Well, she left the room.
You just... You took a picture.
I took a selfie with that shirt on.
Brilliant. With that blouse on. That's a blouse.
That's a blouse, that's a motherfucker. Blouse. You told me that's not a buttons. Blouse.
That's a blouse. That's a blouse.
That's a blouse.
That's a blouse.
It was rayon or crepe or some shit. Ooh, I don't
Prince,
know.
You hear
look how
bullshit.
Cute you are. Look at you.
Prince, you see this
was 10 years ago.
Wow. You almost pretty Russell, enough to
but
be
you know
girl.
What? That's, I'm mad at you, but I'm not mad at you.
And then I never posted the picture. But when he passed, I found a picture of him wearing the same shirt, and I split-screened the
I'm
picture.
I'm going to go back to your gram.
And I said, that one time I was left alone with Prince's wardrobe.
Fuck yeah! I'm not mad no more.
And then, ever!
And then I would never had that balls. Never. And then Kim, would you have had the balls? I would have never had the ball.
And then the ill shit
no,
was.
No, I would never been that bold. But men are crazy.
No, I said, would you have the balls? I would have never had the balls.
I'd have never had the ball. See, she didn't finish the whole word. I'd have never had the balls.
Never had the balls. Yeah. To do
I
that.
Got to spend New Year's Eve with Prince 2013 to 2014.
A whole year?
The night.
What the hell?
It was me, Prince, Nile Rodgers, and Jon Bon Jovi.
Wait, so it was one night, right?
You're such you got a me fucking confused. Rock star, Russell.
We were in Turks and Caicos.
Oh, wow. Oh, you're ballin'. Such a rock star. Yeah.
No, I was only there because Nile Rodgers is my friend. Mm. And now it's like, yo, we're going to Turks for
I
New Year's.
I want your love. I want
your love.
Ding, 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 ding. Call Nile. Can you call
no
Nile?
I'll no
call
Nile. Just to break I'm, out in a song.
I'll like, tell him that this...
You got, hey, my I agent called. Nile. I got to call my agent back.
Oh, wow. Here we go. It's Hollywood, everybody.
No, because I...
You call Nile, Roger. You call your
I
agent.
I
got
to call my agent because I got to
I'm
going to
call Wingstop.
And
I'm... Oh,
I gotta call Nile Rodgers.
I'm calling Nile right now.
Okay, call Nile Rodgers FaceTime.
What kind of podcast just start?
He met
we
me
done called more people
I
on the podcast. My daddy,
I
my brother,
Kim, that's
your love.
Oh, hey,
like in
yes.
the bed, it's fly above. Oh, I need your love.
I got Linnell singing your shit right now.
Let me sing. Love.
Hi. And all I need the lily 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 balada balada lily 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 balada balada. Hi now, remember me?
What's up, baby? How are you?
Hi, I met you before at the South Chain Awards.
I know.
Damn, she did the whole thing.
I'm a motherfucking fan now.
Now we gotta do a screenshot because we want to take a picture with you.
Say she.
Get your head in there.
Let freak. Say she. Freak out.
Did you get my hand in there, Russell?
I got you both in there.
Let me see. Check the picture.
They dared me now.
There's a dance.
Hey,
about the new dance craze.
They said, if you're friends with Nile Rodgers, FaceTime him
I'm
right
sure
now.
You'll be amazed.
We didn't believe him because he's average.
To be had by everyone.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man.
And so you can be done.
I'm good.
Young and old. Are doing it, I'm told.
I'm just impressed that you were able to answer the phone. I don't answer FaceTime unless I'm ready. And you were ready.
They doing it night and day.
Up as Russell.
Allow it. We'll shut it away.
That's my boy. I told you, Nile is my brother.
Say
okay,
I couldn't help it, Nile.
Okay, there we go. Get in, Lunel.
I never was able to go to Disco 50, 40. What is it?
Studio
54. That's one of my regrets.
Disco 52.
We are out of control over here. We are out of control.
My brother, I appreciate you.
Bye, Nile. Call me, baby. Hit me in my DM.
That's Lunel and Kim Whitley, in case you were wondering. I'm pretty sure you figured that out.
Hit me in my DM, Nile. I'll holler back.
All right, baby.
Yes.
Bye. I'll call you later now. I love you, brother.
He probably got an old Filipino right, bitch, peace, too, something like that. Don't nobody will love the black woman no more.
I got two black stepdaughters now.
What? Jesus.
Listen, Lunel, you're a legendary lady.
Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but some people think so.
No, I know so. I'm not saying it to flatter you. You are that person.
I think that you may be right, but I don't really feel that way because I think that, you know what, the thing is that I know that I'm a person of the people, But I also equate success with like this and like that and stuff, you know.
You're like we're the same.
I'm like the Nipsey Hussle of fucking comedy.
Yeah, that's why I don't want you to go nowhere though. I want you to be here so we can celebrate you.
Can I get a big house over here and then go back and visit?
Let me tell you something.
House?
I would give you my fucking house and move to where you're at just to make you happy.
No, but you know what?
No, I want to know. You're leaving me. No, she Kim, said you was average. I said you were perfect and beautiful.
I'm going to move to Tarzana to a gated house with a tennis court.
I want
to
do a show like that called Can You Go Back? And you take somebody who's rich and put them back like in a studio apartment or one bedroom.
Keep your ideas to your damn self.
I've done that. It didn't work. So now I'm telling.
Oh, no, that's
maybe
right.
Somebody will fucking holler. I want to do a show like, about somebody who's uber rich and they go back to regular life before they were rich and take somebody who's not rich.
Oh, I guess
and
we
put
can't
them
teleport.
Uber
people,
rich.
Huh? This was fun. I didn't think it was, I thought it was going to be some bullshit.
Nah, come on. What? Yeah.
Wait a minute. Listen. You knew I was going to be here and you thought it was going to be some bullshit.
Can I tell you what the best moment was for me?
Me being average?
Yeah, how did you know? I almost peed in the chair when she said you're rich but average looking. I thought I was going. You're average.
Where the lie? Where the lie?
It ain't a lie.
That was my best.
It is not a lie, and I'm 100% in agreement.
What do you think? I'm fucking fine or some shit. I'm an average ass bitch that knows my angles.
My angles.
That's it. I know my angles. Okay, you got dimples. So what?
Yeah, I do. All Kim, over my body.
Kim with her above average big ass feet.
She just said, I got dimples. I'm done. I'm sorry.
I want to thank my beautiful guests, my baby girl, Lunel.
I'm sorry, Lunel has also just dropped her microphone, like a literal mic drop.
She did a mic drop.
I broke it. Hello. And this thing on.
Yeah, it's on. It's working
thank
good.
You so
sorry,
much.
Russell.
I want to thank Lunel and my wife, Kim Whitley.
Wow.
My bottom bitch, Lunel, my wife, Kim right. Whitley.
Bow down.
And Courtney with her chipped toenails.
I'm sorry. I'll come prepared next time.
You know when you fuck shoes. With comics, they gonna call you out.
All right. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Culturally Canceled. And if this episode doesn't get me canceled, I don't know what will. Hey, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Culturally Canceled. If you're looking to see me live, you can go to russellpeters.com and check out my tour dates. I got some shows coming up. I got shows coming up in New Jersey at the Stress Factory, but unfortunately that's sold out. Really unfortunate for you, very fortunate for me. But otherwise, check it out. Dates are popping up. The numbers are going up with sales, not COVID. So come and check me out.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.